Military plane crashes in Chilean Juan Fernandez Archipelago. Reports say no survivors. From Wikinews, the free news source at wikinews.org. Sunday, September 4, 2011. Four people, including Televisión Nacional de Chile journalist Roberto Bruce Prezzo, are confirmed dead after a Chilean military plane crashed near the Robinson Crusoe island of the Juan Fernandez Archipelago on Friday. 21 people were aboard, with such figures as prominent Chilean television presenter and co-host of breakfast program Buenos Días a Todos, Felipe Camiroaga Fernandez, and businessman and founder of the Desafío Levantemos Chile project, Felipe Cubillos. The accident involved a CASA C-212 Avioca aircraft. Minister of Defense Andrés Alemand said on Televisión Nacional, the crash occurred in the late Friday afternoon near the remote Juan Fernandez Archipelago. The scenario which we are facing is particularly adverse. The plane had tried twice to land at the Robinson Crusoe Island aerodrome before going missing. The Defense Ministry sent a frigate with a specialized rescue helicopter and an aircraft to the crash site to help search for survivors on early Saturday. Mayor of Juan Fernandez, Mr. Leopoldo González Carpentier, reported conditions were rough and windy, and aviation authorities lost communication with the plane as it approached the islands. We assume that there was an accident and that there are no survivors. Clothing, passengers' suitcases, and some sandals have been found in the waters around 1 kilometer from the island's landing strip, González said. I empathize with the anguish and uncertainty the relatives of the 21 passengers aboard this plane, which is presumed to have gone down, are living through at this moment. This is a very hard blow for our country, President of Chile, Sebastián Piñera, said on Friday night after an emergency meeting. A TVN executive said, we are extremely upset. A group of five people from Televisión Nacional de Chile's breakfast program, Buenos Días a Todos, including the popular presenter Felipe Camiroaga, journalist Roberto Bruce, a cameraman and two producers, were travelling to the islands to film a report on the reconstruction efforts after the tsunami generated by the Chilean earthquake of February 2010 devastated Juan Fernandez. Felipe Cubillos, from the Desafío Levantemos Chile project, which he founded, and whose goal was to help reconstruct Chilean damaged towns after the earthquake, tweeted shortly before the plane took off from Santiago at 1400, 17 hours UTC, traveling now to Juan Fernandez Island with the support of our Air Force. We continue to work helping the island's people. Felipe Camiroaga, 44, was born in Santiago and began his television career in 1988 as a producer of the teen program Extra Jóvenes in Chilevisión. In 1992, he joined Televisión Nacional de Chile, working as a co-host of Buenos Días a Todos with Jorge Hevia and Tati Peña, and in soap operas. 14 years later, in 2006, he began working as a host on the talk show called Animal Nocturno, Nocturnal Animal, where he interviewed people such as former President Michelle Bachelet and former Miss Universe Cecilia Bolocho. Between 2009 and 2010, he co-presented with Soledad Oneto the annual Viña del Mar International Song Festival. In July, and coincidentally, Camiroaga quoted the Chilean poet Gonzalo Rojas, following his death, "From the air I am, like every mortal, from the great and terrible flight, and I'm here to step to the stars." The quote is reported as being very inspirational to Camiroaga. Hundreds of Chileans gathered outside Televisión Nacional de Chile's headquarters in Santiago shortly after the station reported the tragedy. People prayed and lit candles outside TVN's gates for the lives of Camiroaga and the rest of the TVN-involved staff. Four bodies were found on Saturday morning by local fishermen who are helping in the rescue. They were taken from the islands to Santiago's Medical Legal Service, Instituto Médico Legal, for identification, arriving 19:10 local time, 22 hours 10 UTC, at the El Bosque Air Force Base. Their identities were made public at 21:30 local time, 0:30 UTC, by the Minister of the Government, General Secretary Andrés Chadwick. Erwin Núñez, from the Chilean Air Force crew, Galia Díaz, from the National Council of Culture, Roberto Bruce, journalist of TVN's Buenos Días a Todos, and Silvia Siler, editor of Buenos Días a Todos. An intact door, several knapsacks, including one belonging to Felipe Camiroaga, and some equipment, lead the local mayor to assume it was clear the plane crashed. Local councillor Felipe Paredes told Chilean media, "These persons came to Juan Fernandez in one of the most tragic moments in my life. I lost many people of our community, many loved people, because of the February 2010 tsunami, and they reached me out sincerely. I can't wait for them to be here." Paredes was the last person to see the airplane in flight since he was in the control tower in the Robinson Crusoe aerodrome. Defense Minister Andres Alemán said in a press conference that everyone died instantly when the crash happened. He added that, based on observations and the search we carried out with the Air Force commander, we have reached the conclusion that the impact was such that it should have resulted in the instantaneous death of all those who were aboard the aircraft. We have peace of mind that Felipe Camiroaga died in a place he loved, TVN executive Mauro Valdez told El Mercurio. On Sunday morning, a mass was conducted in TVN's headquarters. Some of the attendants were Camiroaga's former girlfriend, Catherine Solojny, longtime friend Raquel Argandoña, and executives from TVN. Felipe was a host on the national show, Buenos Dias a Todos. I was on today, playing soccer with him too. It's news right now that he was in a plane crash. Please pray for him. Nick Vujic, who was interviewed himself on Friday morning in Buenos Dias a Todos by Camiroaga, said on Facebook, Latin celebrities such as Luis Fonsi, Rocío Marengo, Lucero, and Pope Benedict XVI sent condolences to Camiroaga and the other 20 people's families, TVN have reported. The airplane crash, according to El Mercurio, is the worst involving a military plane since December 1982, when a Fokker F-27 twin engines travelling from Santiago to Antofagasta crashed near La Serena, killing 46 people, including the journalist Silvia Pinto. List of victims. From Televisión Nacional de Chile. Carolina Gatica, Felipe Camiroaga, Roberto Bruce, whose death was confirmed by Minister Andrés Chadwick on Saturday, 21:30 local time, Sunday midnight 30 UTC. Silvia Slier, death confirmed by Minister Chadwick, and Rodrigo Cabezón. From Desafío Levantemos Chile, Felipe Cubillos, Sebastián Correa, Joel Lizama, Catalina Vela, Jorge Palma, and Joaquín Arnolds. From the National Council of Culture and the Arts, Jalia Díaz, death confirmed by Minister Chadwick, and Romina Irarrázabal. From the Fuerza Aérea de Chile, Chilean Air Force, José Cifuentes and Rodrigo Fernández, and the crew of the plane, Lieutenant Carolina Fernández, Lieutenant Juan Pablo Malaya, pilot of the plane, First Sergeant Eduardo Jones, First Corporal Eduardo Estrada, First Corporal Erwin Núñez, death confirmed by Minister Chadwick, and Second Corporal Flavio Olvio. This article and this sound file are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license unless specified otherwise. All contributions must be attributed to Wikinews. This article is taken from a page modification made on the 4th of September 2011 at 18:02 UTC by Torsten Magnusson.